would really need to be very crystal clear about what transpired during elections, and as such would be able to say this was free, fair and credible elections, or to say authoritatively that it fell short of the requirements of such an election, and as a country would be handed with an opportunity to go back to the drawing board and do a few more things to improve our elections going forward. So I would really sympathize or agree with all voices that call for an investigation into the fraud that happened. But also, there was no internet. So we have, of course, the results now, the final results declared. But in that light, you cannot be sure how they were the results were transmitted from the countryside to the National Tallying Center.
Robert Kyagulanyi or Bobi Wine and his National Unity Platform say they have evidence to show that the elections were rigged. But do you think the evidence they have will have any impact, possibly, on the outcome of the elections?
We know that being a national organization in Outlook, NUP and its leader could have plausible suspicion of how the elections were conducted, and as such would really be certainly very happy to get any pieces of evidence to that effect, because like a lawyer say, who he alleges must prove. I think the task and the onus is on Bobi Wine and the team to bring forward such evidence.
Where does the NUP go from here, particularly with their rejection of the outcome of the elections? Some people are saying if they go to court, they are unlikely to succeed based on precedent. What do you say to that?
Yes, they have roundly rejected the results, and that has been put out heavily by their spokesperson, the Secretary General, and their principal, Bobi Wine. They certainly have betting on the pieces of evidence that they say they have, which we have not seen general as the public in Uganda here. But Bobi Wine is still under house arrest. Certainly, our biggest fear is that it might culminate into chaos when his sympathizers and supporters are trying to pressure government to release him for him to take part or participate in the post-election process, but also as a party leader to campaign for his members ahead of the remaining three sets of elections for local governments, for municipalities, for councillors. I think their main now preoccupation is to win the remaining sets of elections, but also to clear any doubts as to how results came out. That would be their preoccupation. I'm only not sure how this is going to manifest, because there's a lot of heavy security deployment in the city and in the countryside. So there's going to be a lot of confrontation, certainly, if this matter is not well handled by the government in Uganda here.